Episode 2315, Timing is Everything.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. How's your week going so far? Is the weather looking great in your neighborhood? Well, it is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to get your health on. No more to-do lists. It's all about timing is everything. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. I don't know about you, but are you getting a little bit excited? Summer is around the corner. Yes, school is going to eventually come to an end, and maybe the craziness can too, and we can get back to a little bit more normalcy for this summer. Timing is everything, to when you wake up in the morning, to when you eat, to how long you work out. What are you doing to live your best life? Most of us worry more about the long to-do list. Who cares about our best life? I got to make sure I check off all of these things, the 16 items that I have on, let alone the 25 that I have for the next day. But I really only get 3 done if I'm lucky. But that's where we consume ourselves, is in the to-do list. But forget that if we don't take care of ourselves, the to-do list will never get done. We won't be around. Yes, you'll be 6 feet under. Timing is everything. A study looked at over 50,000 American and Canadian adults, and they used the following strategies to help prevent long-term weight gain. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because timing is everything. You're getting older. I am definitely getting older. I'm like, okay, there's more white coming in, and I can't say it's coming in faster. It's just more prominent now. And I'm like, okay, thank the Lord for coloring capabilities called hair color. That's fine. But we also have to look at our healthy lifestyle. We have to look at what are we doing through our everyday. And we don't, because our everyday stuff seems to, well, not that important. But if you don't have a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle, what do you think is going to happen? You're just going to go grab whatever you can grab when you're hungry. You know, I was out yesterday running errands with my oldest daughter, and it was interesting to see the car lines at restaurants, and not any restaurants, fast food restaurants, the ones that have the French fries and the fried chicken. When I say fried, it's like double fried. And all the stuff that they put on, oh yeah, I know it's tasty and crunchy on the outside, but what is it doing to your insides? We don't think a lot about what we are doing to our bodies. And I know some people would say, well, Christiane, you just overthink it. You think too much about it. Maybe I do, because I know how my lifestyle affects the world that I touch, especially my family. And more importantly, myself. And no, that has nothing to do with being selfish. It's about wanting to live my best life. If you want to be your best selfie, you have to put in the work. And the work starts with you. So this study, over 50,000 American and Canadian adults, and these strategies were found to prevent long-term weight gain. Eating less frequently. No snacking. Eating breakfast. Eating the largest meal in the morning. I know you thought I was going to say night, right? Yep. Nope. In the morning. Eating breakfast and lunch 5 to 6 hours apart. And finally, making the overnight fast last around 19 hours. Now, out of all of those, what are you doing now? Maybe you aren't doing any of them. Maybe you're doing 1.5. Like, oh, sometimes I'm on and sometimes I'm not. Yeah, I can think of the same thing. Snacking, well, I do okay, but I really don't eat big meals. I do, I guess maybe my biggest one would be dinner, but I wouldn't say it's my biggest one because I eat just smaller portions as a whole and I do eat more frequently. So I'm like, yep, nope, I missed that. Eat breakfast? Nope, don't do that. Do I eat the largest meal in the morning? Nope, I don't do that unless if it's a Sunday morning brunch. I'm thinking, I have failed at all of this. Do you ever feel like you read a study and you're like, oh my gosh, why am I doing what I'm doing? I'm just going to go grab my processed food out of my pantry because you know what? I'm not getting any of this right. See, that's where we get it all wrong. Because we allow a study, and I can tell you right now that you can find a study out there for anything and everything that you want it to support or you want it to disagree with. Pick a topic and go look for it. You can find a study out there. So what I want you to do is I want you to put on your hat for your body, for your life, what you want. It's not for me to dictate. It's not for someone else to do and say. You have got to take care of you. And I know that you know what your body needs. Now, do you always know how to do it? Do you need someone that will help and hold you accountable, a community? Maybe. But ultimately, you really honestly know what to do. Getting it done? Yeah, I can hold you accountable. However, you know your body best. So understand that when we're talking about this, I want you to look at it with your hat on. And for you, you might be, well, yeah, I don't think, you know, this overnight fasting works for me. Great. If you don't think so, then don't sweat it. Mark that off the list. You need to tweak things for you. But if you're sitting here looking at yourself in the mirror, notice I didn't say on the scale, and you're like, gosh, darn it, I'm like 10 pounds heavier than what I really want to be. Okay, is that really what you want to be or what you need to be? There's a difference. I don't know that I would want to be as thin as I was in high school. However, do I think I might be able to get back there? I probably could get close, but not all the way. My body's changing. And my important focus for me is that I make sure that my body can function at its optimal level, whatever that is. And I know if I'm doing something good for my body because I'm like, oh, I'm getting feeling sluggish. Well, what the heck did you eat? Or wait, did you not exercise? Did you not get enough sleep? I can sit there and walk through my checklist in my mind and I can say, oh, this is working, but this isn't working. Timing is everything. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Timing is everything. Ecclesiastes 3, it starts out with, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. You can't get any clearer than that. There is a time for everything. So I want to go over 5 areas and give you just a brief highlight of what you might want to consider for your healthy living. Number 1, how you eat. Enjoy a nutritious meal every 4 to 6 hours. Now notice, what did I tell you about me? I don't eat an actual meal. I don't eat 3 or 4 meals a day. I piece throughout my day. But every single time I eat, I make sure I'm having protein and a healthy fat. A lot of it? No. What's right for my body? I equate it to, what are you doing? Are you working out? If I'm having a quote unquote rest day, some would call it a lazy day. I don't care what kind of day it is. But if you're not doing strenuous activity, and if I'm going to be lounging all day poolside, or, you know, I'm just chilling out with the family and I'm really not planning to do anything major, then guess what? I'm not going to eat a lot of calories because I'm not burning them. But if I'm doing major strength training and resistance training, if I'm going for a walk and I'm doing my 7 to 11 miles a day, you better believe I better be putting some good food in my body and not just 20 calories worth. I know I eat more than 20 calories worth. You know what I mean? So how you eat. You need to eat for your body. I'm not going to sit here and tell you need to eat 6 small meals a day. You need to eat what you need to eat. Now, can I help you figure that out? Yes. But to give a blanket statement for everybody that this is how you eat, no, I can't do that. I won't do that. Because I'm telling you right now, my experience and me working with hundreds of women is that, yeah, it doesn't work. One size does not fit all. You got to figure out what works for you. In the season of your life, timing is everything for how you eat. Number two, how you sleep. I want you to reach for the most magical heavenly number, and that's 7 hours of restorative sleep. Now, if you can do 8 or 9, fabulous. But if you can't, aim for 7. A good, strong 7. One where it allows you just to rest. Do the best you can. If you can only get 6 hours and 30 minutes, wonderful. That's better than 4.5 hours. Treat your body well. Timing is everything for how you sleep. Number three, how you move. I want you to consider a great way of exercise, a form of it. It's called burst training. I love this one because you can be done in 4 to 8 minutes. I know, I hear you already shouting, sign me up. I want to do it too. So what you do is you warm up for 3 minutes and you do a full burst activity for 30 to 60 seconds. Now that burst activity is one that you are full out, going all in. So for example, let's take something very simple, high knees. That's when you're standing up, right? Tuck under your hips and you're going to raise your knees up, pick them up to about hip level. Now, depending if you're not real flexible, they're not going to come up that high, but you want to do high knees, hence the name high knees, and you go fast. And when I say fast, man, you're pumping. And when you are done with it, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't breathe. You want to give it your all every single time. Then you wait, recover 1 to 2 minutes, which is 2 times the amount of burst activity that you just did. So if you're bursting for 30 seconds, you want to rest and recover for a minute. If you burst for 60 seconds, you want to rest and recover for 2 minutes. So it's double the amount of times of your actual activity. And then you repeat it a total of 4 to 8 minutes. For high intensity interval burst. This is awesome. And understand you should be expending so much energy, you can barely finish. You're tired. And it's a good tired. But you're like, wow, that was awesome. And what I love about this, yes, if you are at home and you are working from home and no one is around to quote unquote smell you, and you can put on a little bit of fun perfume if you would like. You can do a couple of these throughout your day, and it doesn't have to be all the time. And let me tell you, you will feel energized. But again, timing is everything for how you move. Number four, how you hydrate. I want you to drink lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of water. I cannot say it enough. We are walking around as dehydrated zombies. I could do a whole episode on being a dehydrated zombie. Now, my children would think that would be hilarious. My grandson may actually laugh at me because me, a dehydrated zombie, it's a great funny term and a way to think about it. But if you are not filling your cells and hydrating them with amazing H2O, you're depriving your body, your organs, and your brain of its essential vital component, and that is water. So I want you to think about drinking water differently. If you're like, oh, Christiane, I've tried, it doesn't work. Well, I'm going to go back to a summer when I was a nanny, and I love this time because I was taking care of 3 beautiful children. And we would go away on vacation. I'm the nanny, remember, I'm going with them, but I'm taking care of the children. So yes, it was still a vacation because I love children. It's been in my blood and I absolutely love it. We would go to their lake house. And when we went to the lake house, I was like, you know what? I really could get into better shape. And we were always active, but I just had this little extra amount of fluff. I'm going to say it that way. I was like, what can I do? And I started to do something that was very simple. I would drink 1 glass of water prior to eating, And then I would eat and I would drink one complete glass of water when I was done. Now, that worked for me. I was much younger then. Now, I've switched it up a little bit and I'll do 2 glasses of water, so that's 16 ounces of water, before every meal. If you do that and you average 3 to 4 meals or 4 to 5 meals, do you know you're getting your 8 glasses of water a day? Now, can you drink more? Oh, by golly, do it. Yes, you can. But most of us aren't even getting 8 glasses of water a day. And here you can do it, and there's benefits, always benefits. You will reduce your appetite. So if you're like, oh yeah, I could, you know, go and lose those extra, you know, 5, 10 pounds, 7 pounds that are just hanging on for whatever reason. And that's like going to get you just in those skinny jeans that you're like, they're there and they fit you, but they're like, oh, just a tad bit too tight. But if you just lose just a little bit more, it'd be like, oh, it feels so nice, because you would fit in them. And then you would look in the mirror and you're like, yeah, I look good. You see, you need to feel good about you. Timing is everything for how you hydrate. Drink those 2 glasses of water before every meal. And don't drink much during your meal. Maybe about 4 to 6 ounces. And then you will be hydrated and feeling awesome. And finally, 5, how you stop eating. You got to find a way to close the kitchen for you. Now, my children, they have weird schedules. I love them. But you know, we're in that season of life. And it's called college. It's called high school. It's called I'm trying to figure out my way in this world. And I do majority of the cooking in the household, which is fine. I love it. But my kitchen, I'm being honest here, is always opened. And it's not always open for me, but it is for the children. Their hours are crazy. I've got a daughter who will be up till 2 o'clock on average every night. Now, she'll wake up around 8 or 9 o'clock, depending upon classes. And then she might fall back asleep. And then she gets up. That's just her. It's her schedule. So sometimes she's eating a little bit later. Well, she's working. Her schedule's totally different. So again, timing is everything for how you stop eating. Figure out a way where you can close the kitchen off for you, because you don't want to snack your way to bed. Not good at all. Timing is everything. So where is it for you? What do you need to work on to have that healthy lifestyle? And I'm not saying you need to look awesome to the point where I'm going to look amazing in a bikini at the age of 65. You know, okay, if that's you, wonderful. Hats off to you. Me, I've had 5 kids. This body is not going in a bikini. Now, do I have one? Yes. Do I wear one in the privacy of my own home? But am I going to wear it on vacation? Depends on where we go. Is it appropriate? Well, I guess that's for me to decide. And same for you. It's for you to decide. But you see, all of this stuff that we're talking about, nobody talks about, because we're worried about our to-do list. We're worried about that promotion at work because I still have to pay the bills in order to put food on the table. I get all of that. But if you're not taking care of your body and making it a priority, you won't be around to work to pay the bills because you'll be 6 feet under. Now, I'm just being real with you, because it's unfortunate. Remember those long lines that I saw yesterday driving with my eldest daughter at the fast food restaurants? Not even at the more expensive restaurants where you can have an incredible salad. Not that you can't get them at fast food. You can. They don't taste the same. I'm just saying. I make a really good salad. Lots and lots of really good salads. You could even ask my children. They're like, yeah, mom, this is awesome. I do, you know, make them with a lot of love. But it's not the same when you go out and get it. And yes, I'm not talking about in the pinch moments of life. We all have those. I'm talking about your everyday. Look at your patterns. Are you always going to the Quick Trip to get your 32 ounce or 48 ounce or, you know, the Big Gulp way back when? I don't even know if they still call it the Big Gulp anymore. But if you were not to put ice in it, it's a lot of sugar in there because most of us are not putting water in there. Imagine if you would drink that much of water. You know, what are you doing for your lunch? Are you packing it? Are you going out to eat all the time? Are you filling your body with extra sodium that it really doesn't need, that you feel like you're just bloated and gaining stuff that you're like, oh my gosh. Timing is everything and you get to choose what works for you. So let go of your to-do list and latch on to what really matters. Your health and well-being. You matter. I keep telling my kids, one of the things I want in life is to be able to, when I pass away, I know it sounds strange, this is, but trust me, it's light. It's not going to make you sad or cry. Is I want to have all my body parts intact. I want all my organs, mine. But you see, if I want all my original parts, that means guess what? I have to take care of them. And me eating out every single day is not taking care of them. Me not getting enough sleep is me not taking care of them. Me not hydrating and drinking water, that's not taking care of my cells. It's not taking care of my body. It's not taking care of me, the whole package. We are so great at trying to compartmentalize everything, but you know what? I'm here to tell you, everything blends with everything. You can't say, oh, I'm going to put on my work hat. No, even at work, you got to take care of your body. Even when you're on vacation, you still got to take care of your body. Am I saying that you can't enjoy things, sweets here and there? No, I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying take care of you, what you need to do for your body. If some things tempt you and you know that's going to lead you down a path that you shouldn't go, then don't go there. It's okay. But you have got to do what's right for you. I believe that you can be your best selfie when you take care of you. And you know it too. And if you want to add in a few things like a massage once a month or maybe once a week, or whew, it'd be really nice if it was once a day. But for most of us, it'd be more like maybe every other week. Maybe you want to go in and have some vitamin B12 IV. You want it directly to that. Great. Whatever works for you. But you have to make this decision. Don't let everything else in your life become the priority where pretty soon you just don't have the energy to do anything. Or the attitude is, well, you know, not so great. You're just crabby. Because you're not taking care of you. We've got a beautiful season coming up. Spring is more than sprung, and we are ready to get into summer soon around the corner. So take a deep breath and take a hard look at where you are in your life when it comes to your healthy living. Go out today, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.